99.7 DJX. Quick sports! U of L kicks off their season football-wise Saturday at Syracuse. Night game. So 8 p.m. Kickoff there. U of L kicking off their season against Syracuse at night. So go Cards. Hey, Serena Williams is on a journey. So, entering the U.S. Open, which is happening right now, Serena Williams was a 50-1 long shot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is kind of her swan song, you know?
Yeah. So she's kind of like, you know, I'm on my way out. People aren't expecting much.
Guess so. Anyways, she won again. Second round last night. There were a ton of, I mean, Tiger Woods was on his feet in the crowd, just cheering her on. I mean, that was kind of cool to see, but you can hear Serena's winning shot at the end of three sets here.
Serena Williams, just supreme. Rolling back the years.
Yeah, so
she... Rolling back the years.
I know.
Like, she's not done yet, folks.
Right, exactly, exactly. So she's going to play again in the third round tomorrow, Friday. So
does she look surprised, or does she look like, yeah, no, well,
business as usual for her.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
She's done it for a long time.
But so anyways, maybe she was kind of thinking, eh, I'll show up, but it's going to be like the last time. Maybe I put my full effort in.
No, she's crushing it. So
that's great. I'm glad she's not giving up.
No, no, not at all. So she plays again Friday, third round. So there you go, the U.S. Open. Sports!
Love it. She needs to win the whole dang thing and then drop the mic.
What a way to go out.
Yeah,
yep.
100%.
That would be pretty awesome. So, well, all eyes on her for sure.
Craigslist missed connections.
Kelly and I, we just find these and bring them to life. First one, I heard you screaming at the divorce lawyer's office. He's trying to be first in line once the ink dries, apparently.
Apparently so.
All right, man for woman.
As I was waiting to speak to my attorney, I couldn't help but hear you shouting through the conference room plexiglass.
Oh, wow.
You were yelling something about how your husband was a Neanderthal moron who has a tiny Venus? I mean, it was hard to hear.
Yeah, I get it.
I think it was probably Venus.
It's probably that.
Probably Venus.
However, it was clear you were extremely upset with him for attempting to keep the lawn gnomes.
The lawn gnomes? We're screaming about lawn gnomes?
Apparently, they've been in your family for years, and you love them more than your own children.
Wow.
Now, this may sound strange, but somehow your primal screaming turned me on.
Really?
So I lingered near the door so I could hear more.
Of course.
That's when my attorney motioned for me to follow him down the hall to my own fate.
Oh, no. Okay.
When I was walking away, I could faintly hear you yelling about how you wanted to destroy his DVD box set of King of Queens.
Wow. She was really hitting him where it hurts.
I know.
First the lawn gnomes, now this? He doesn't deserve a passionate woman like yourself.
Wow, passionate. That's a really good word to describe her.
And I think comedic talent Kevin James would agree with me.
Yep, burn my show. He deserves it.
Contact me if you want to commiserate or to consummate.
Hey-o.
Or just mate.
Okay.
Winky face.
Winky face. You know, just in case you couldn't hear through the plexiglass.
Yeah, I mean, he's just wanting to be, you know, first in line there once the ink is dry.
Hey, I can dry your tears give you some water after all the shouting.
All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
Woman for man.
All right.
Horse lover dripping with mystery.
Ew.
Not sure.
Okay.
If that's going to get explained or not. As I walked into the barn this morning, I saw you eyeing the horses with admiration.
No.
I casually introduced myself, mentioned that I hadn't seen you around here before. That's when you told me the owners recently employed you as their horse whisperer.
Horse whisperer.
Exactly. I was intrigued as you walked over to Winston and ever so gently revealed an apple from somewhere on your body and gave it to him.
From somewhere on your body?
Probably a pocket. Beep. I don't know. Voila. Color me impressed.
Oh.
As Winston was feeding on that crisp and juicy Honeycrisp. Ooh, you brought a good one.
Yeah.
You leaned in and whispered something into his ear. Whatever you said got him all hot and bothered. I haven't seen him get up on those two hooves in years.
Oh, Winston.
Yeah. I had an incredible ride that day. And when I was trotting back to the barn, I witnessed Winston mounting a filly with command and authority.
Get it, Winston.
He had some snacks. He was ready to go.
He was ready.
Nice work, cowboy. Found out later that you were not the horse whisperer, like you said.
Oh, surprising.
But just a drifter who snuck onto the property last night.
Wow. Okay.
Apparently still hot, though.
Apparently.
If you see this, know one thing. Whoever you are, you have a gift. And that gift is your voice.
Oh, my.
Hey there, horsey. Do you like an apple?
All right, so whether you're trying to be first in line
for the recent divorcee yelling at her soon-to-be ex-husband about garden gnomes,
or whether you're just, hey, trying to search for that horse whisperer drifter at the stables.
Who found himself a Honeycrisp apple somewhere and fed it to the horse.
That's right. This has been
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Setting the bar stories. We always do right about this time. It kind of sets the bar for your day, but it sets it very low. So it's,
yeah, it's a little hurdle you can jump over.
Easy, something easy that you can, attain today. If nothing else goes right, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? At least I didn't do that. So, you know, if you're former employee, if you're a manager of an Olive Garden, you may be having a rough week. Why? Because it's been a bad week for Italian food.
What happened?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without spilling gallons of Alfredo sauce on the highway, you're doing okay.
Not Alfredo. That's my jam.
Why you kind of breaking your mama's heart?
No.
The Memphis Fire Department says this overturned tractor trailer hit a retaining wall. When that happened, thousands of jars of Five Brothers Alfredo sauce shattered and spilled all over the road.
Oh, Five Brothers, Tony, Tony, Anthony, Tony, and Tony, they're just going to be so sad.
That sounds like good stuff. I haven't had it before, but it sounds like it's legit.
It is. Yeah, they were using bulldozers to scoop it up. And I'm telling you.
Did they bring breadsticks?
That's what they should have used to sop everything up.
Yeah, here, very absorbent and tasty.
Eyewitness.
I just stopped here to see what was going on. I smell it. Yeah.
I smelled it.
It was delicious smelling. I was like, what's that?
It's very shocking because I myself am a truck driver. Somebody gonna eat good. Somebody gonna miss their food.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh. Man,
now listen.
Oh, that is tragic. I mean, just think of all the time and effort that went into making that delicious sounding batch.
Oh, mama's gonna be so sad.
Oh, you gotta break your mama's heart.
Now listen, this is why it's a bad week, because day before, another big rig crash, this time in California. And that one was carrying a ton of tomatoes.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, they need those, too.
I know. I know.
Oh,
God. Oh, pour one for the pasta sauces.
What is happening?
Oh.
Dang.
Anyways.
Oh, I hope that the restaurants there got everything they needed.
I know.
That is tragic.
So, yeah, I can understand if you are just trying to drown your sorrows in some Chianti right now.
Oh, but, wow. Not the Alfredo. Not the Alfredo.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without spilling gallons and gallons of Alfredo sauce on the highway, you're doing okay.
Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Why you gotta break your mama's heart? You look as so skinny. That is Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJR. On socials, you can always get a hold of us, Ben and Kelly Show, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Got a message from Dwight.
He says, question for you and your listeners. Came home from a fishing trip on Sunday evening to see that my wife was already fully into decorating mode, our house for Christmas. She thought it'd be a nice surprise that would make me happy. Now, look, I love Christmas, but you can have too much of a good thing.
Okay.
I love cake, but I'm not sure I want it for every meal.
Well, talk to Kelly about chocolate. Maybe she'll convince you otherwise.
I disagree on that. I know. Just a little bit. As it goes, we will have a minimum of 4 months of Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just worried that by the time Christmas does get here, that we will all be burnt out on it.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were pumped, but they're not really old enough to understand how long 4 months is. So I'm afraid my wife is going to warp their Christmas memories and how special that one night and morning was when I was a kid.
Okay.
My wife could see I was lacking in enthusiasm and got upset.
Oh.
So now she's offering to take it all down.
Oh, God.
I don't want her to have to do that, but I am kind of bummed to be celebrating Christmas for a third of the year. Should I be looking at this differently? Is 4 months of Christmas awesome, or is it, like, a little much?
Wow.
It's aggressive.
You know, it's funny because there are the extremes where I know of people who, as a tradition, will literally decorate their house on Christmas Eve.
See, and that's then, not enough. Like, why are you going to make all that effort for like a day and then take it down?
And then, yeah, it goes down on the 26th. So they have Christmas decorations up for like 3 days.
But because of all of the holidays, I mean, Christmas has the most, people usually decorate the most for Christmas, do they not?
That or Halloween, I would say, yeah.
Okay.
I would say November, you definitely start to see the Christmas stuff. But is that any different from someone starting in November but not taking down their decorations until Valentine's Day?
I'm not sure. Is that the same? I feel like I'd let it linger longer if we could. I would. Just extend, you know, that Christmas cheer into the brand new year. I would be on board with that a little bit more. But I actually saw some people posting pictures from stores that are rolling out the Christmas trees already. They're all like, come on now.
Well,
come on now.
It's for people like this?
Yes, 100%.
Listen, it's for people like this.
There's a market for it.
And you know what? Look, if you want to do that in your house, you do that in your house. But now with Dwight, he's just a little worried and that it's going to be a little bit over. Well, here, I mean, don't make her take it down.
No, that sounds like a lot.
I do. I would say after Halloween, you're good, but that's not what we're talking about. Because it's already done. It's already in the house. So
sounds like trees up and everything.
So I would just live it, marinate in it, and then maybe use this as an opportunity to determine next year. Like,
or yeah, take her to some stores and show her Halloween decorations. If she loves to decorate. Like, maybe we say, listen, I feel as though we're not giving these holidays a chance to live and be celebrated in our house.
You can try new things every single year. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to see if y'all like it. And you never know. Maybe you're like, you know what? 4 months of Christmas and then we take the Christmas decorations down a little bit earlier. Our house is clean a little bit earlier than it normally has been. And I like it. Maybe you're going to like it, Dwight. Maybe you're going to like it. Or
you say, because again, there's also really nice fall Thanksgiving kind of decor.
Well, we don't know. Dwight didn't say. Maybe she decorates for fall starting in June.
Didn't mention that. But yeah, I feel as though maybe that's the angle he can go at, though. It's like, hey, I feel as though we're skipping some stuff that has some really great decor that we could rock in the house for a little bit before we bring out Jack Frost, Jingle Bells, and Santa Claus.
Ken, who loves chocolate chip cookies, texted us and said Cracker Barrel has all their Christmas trees up. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely know that there are some businesses that are recognizing the season.
Yeah, I get it. And I feel like we all could use a little Christmas right now and all the joy it brings. I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also lobbying just from the decor and the decorations standpoint.
These are great suggestions, but it's not helping what's happening now.
Well, so she's noticed he's upset.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how he explains his reaction to what she did this year. And then, you know, like, we can let it live this year, but maybe next year, this is what I suggest we try.
Text from a listener. Hate to be a Scrooge, but bah humbug. Take that stuff down. Hashtag happy, merry, thanks, hollow Christmas.
Oh, that's a lot.
My wife actually checked in and said, hey, why don't they just get a real Christmas tree? And that would prevent them from putting it up too early because obviously real tree, it would die.
Yeah. What is the average lifespan of a real tree?
Well, if you don't boil it like I did one year and kill it after just a couple days.
Oh my.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't do real trees. I would kill it. I don't have a green thumb. We have zero house plants like that. No, I love our white flocked fake tree with the twinkle lights. Yep. We're going to rock that every time because I can't kill it.
The real trees smell great and they'll.
I'll spray stuff.
And no, that's fake. That's real. The real trees smell great and they'll last, you know, a good several weeks. So
again, if you don't kill it, is a factor you must consider if you know yourself.
Okay. So Dwight, because we can go round and round about this, but Dwight, I would say allow the decorations to stay up. Just because how big of a hassle is it going to be to take them all down?
Don't take away her joy.
But use it as an opportunity to maybe next year we get at it. Because you probably had no idea that this was even a thing that was possible. So get at her next year in August, like after the fair, and be like, hey, so what were our thoughts on... You know, Christmas, September 1st.
What were our thoughts? Yes. Yeah. Make sure that you insert yourself into the thoughts.
What was...
Because she clearly did not consider you in the thoughts this year.
Yeah, I mean, go take her, get a PSL, you know, get her some fall decor, or maybe take her shopping to, like, Home Goods and get her some fall decor. Yes. Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, there's lots of stores that have great stuff out there. Christy says, I decorate for Christmas on November 1st. Now, my husband and I compromised. I keep my fall stuff on the outside, but I have Christmas on the inside. I call it the holiday mullet.
Listen, I have a friend from college. He has his Christmas tree up year round.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there are those. All right. Well, hey, Dwight, good luck.
I think there were some good suggestions on how we approach it. Just like, hey.
I felt
a little left out of the decision-making process.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, you know, listen, let's enjoy the season, figure that out for this year, and decide if you want this to become an annual tradition for you, all right?
Okay. You know what? Thanksgiving doesn't have music. We need Thanksgiving music. We have like one song, Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song, and that's it. That's all we've ever had.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to shoot us a message. I don't think you have gotten a tattoo in the past... I don't know, a couple weeks.
No ink for me.
You'd tell me though, right?
Probably.
Unless it was like on a naughty place. Or would you tell me then?
I'm not planning on getting any ink like ever.
Let's just go down this road real quick. If you were, where would you get one?
Probably in the inside of my wrist.
Inside of your wrist, not on like the inside of your thigh?
No, like I've seen a couple of my friends have the word faith on there. I think it looks really pretty.
You were thinking about that?
Yeah.
All right.
But then again, I hate needles. So then I stop thinking about it.
You know, you're a professional woman, so I would think that you'd want to, when you get your tattoo, get one that you could cover up if you needed to.
I know what you're trying to suggest, and that's never going to happen. I'm never going to take naughty pics, and I'm never going to have tattoos in a naughty place. End of discussion.
All right. So, but if you did, would you tell me?
No,
where?
I would not. No, I would not.
You would, right?
No, I would not.
Kelly, we've known each other a long time.
No, sir. It was not a conversation we ever have to have because it's not going to happen.
I'd tell you if I get a tattoo.
That's great.
And I'd probably even show you, regardless of where it was.
Are you considering it? Has that entered your brain like as something I'm thinking of doing?
I did get a tattoo.
Really excited about it.
I did get a tattoo on my butt, and you saw that.
Well, yeah, I did. It was a temporary.
It was temporary. Yes, for sure. But
it's actually an entire logo across both cheeks.
So we talk about this because this is the root of Chet's problem. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to get him on the phone here coming up next. But group therapy, if you've got an issue that you want us to help work out for you, message us. We'll give you a call if you want, and we can work it out on the radio. All of us as a community.
Free of charge.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Morning, Jet.
Morning.
All right, so you messaged us. You're a little upset, we understand, but before you do anything drastic, we wanted to get you on the phone. So thank you for allowing us to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, man, of course.
So walk us through what you sent us.
Well, you know, honestly, I'm thinking about dumping my girlfriend. Yeah, I know. It's sad, right? She insulted me the other day, and I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to forget it.
All right, so walk us through what happened.
All right, so she has a few tattoos, including the first name of her old boyfriend. All right?
Okay, yeah. That's yeah. Awkward.
Exactly, so I've been dating her for about a year now, and every time, you know, every time we're, you know.
Yeah, every time you see her naked.
Yeah.
So, all right, he was dancing around it, I got it.
I see her naked, I see her in the shower, I see R-O-B-B-I-E in huge letters, Robbie.
Robbie.
Oh, gosh, it's that Robbie. Big.
So I brought it up one night when we were drinking, and uh-huh. I was trying to keep it light, but she got all mad. Look, all I said was, have you ever thought about having the Robbie tattoo removed from your butt?
What'd she say?
I'm sorry, wait a second. It's on her butt?
Oh, it's on her butt.
Oh,
I guess we didn't establish that, did we?
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
All right.
Right on her butt.
All right. What'd she say?
She says, no, I don't really think about it.
Well, of course she doesn't think about it.
She doesn't see it.
Right.
Yeah, and I told her it was hard for me to not think about it.
Right.
I'm seeing it. You know, I'm seeing it there right every single time, right down her butt. It's always on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I'm a nice guy. I said, hey, I'd even pay for the laser removal, you okay. know? Or maybe we could even just get it changed into something else. And she told me, stop talking about it.
She can't see how that would bother you?
That's exactly. She keeps blowing me off. She's like, oh, yeah, I was young. I was in love. And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. What do you tell me? Okay. So to me, that's the insult right there.
Do you have an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I've got an ex-girlfriend.
Why don't you go get her name tattooed on your butt?
Oh, man.
See, I think that's
a little.
Is that extreme? Is that too extreme for where we're at right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit extreme. He's trying to make it right.
Okay.
Not stoke the fire, I don't think, right?
You're right.
So she says she was young and in love. So what's that make her now?
Exactly. She's young and in love. That's right. What does that make her now?
Right.
I'm her boyfriend now. I pay all the bills, so... Where's love for me, right?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Do you know him? Do you know Robbie? Do you know the ex?
No, I don't know the guy. I don't even really care about him. I don't care to know him or nothing about him.
Yeah, sure. But I'm just floored that she can't see from your perspective how that's problematic for you.
You tell me. Wouldn't you be sick of seeing some guy's name on your girlfriend's butt?
Yes. Maybe she forgot that it was there, and then you pointed out, oh, my God, yeah, let's get that off.
I agree. Hey, look, everyone's got tattoos nowadays and whatever, but good Lord, man. Right on the behind and everything. It's just...
So, Chet, you're wondering, like, how do you approach her in a way that makes her understand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I'm telling you, get your ex's name tattooed on your neck.
Kelly, that's not going to help. I'm telling you, that's not going to help.
Chet, is that bad advice?
She's going to love that, yeah. I'm sure she'll be on.
Robbie, well, I've got Brittany right here.
Who's Brittany?
Well, Chet, I tell you, you know, you sound like a nice guy.
I mean, we completely get where you're coming from. I'm just kind of floored that she is just still not understanding why you have a slight problem with this.
Now, Kelly, you are a woman that doesn't like and, in fact, goes to great extremes to avoid confrontation. If your husband, when you were dating him, had a tattoo of his ex on him somewhere, what would you do?
Oh, I would absolutely ask about, like, all right, so what's up with that tattoo? Is this hanging on forever and forever? Are we going to change this? Mm. And I'm sure, being the reasonable person he is, if he had ever had a tattoo like that, he'd be like, oh, yeah, no, we're totally changing that.
All right, well, we just need to get Chet's girlfriend to understand that, too. So, hey, man, thank you so much for checking in with us. Will you do us a favor and keep us posted on what happens?
Oh, yeah, man, I'll keep you posted. We'll see. You know what I could do? Maybe I thought about this. I'm going to print out me a little picture of one of the nudies one of my ex-girlfriends sent me. Make one of those buttons, like your T-ball buttons for the kids.
Oh, my God.
Just start wearing that button around everywhere I go.
I don't think we tell her we still have those pictures.
Chet, we need to get you off the phone with Kelly. She's a bad influence on you. All right, man.
How's she going to get the point?
I know. Hey, bud, we got to run. We could talk to you all afternoon. We really could, but we got to move on. Hey, hang out, though. We got a lot of people checking in to give you some suggestions and keep us posted. Okay, bud?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Chet.
T-ball button, really seriously? No, sir.
Just start wearing
Eric said, when you dump her, it's not you, it's me. I was young and in love.
A lot of people are kind of jumping on your suggestion, Kelly, but temporary tattoo.
Yes, temporary. So that, yeah, because you don't want to make that permanent, because then that's super awkward.
Awkward for sure. Okay, yes. 502-571-9970, group therapy. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Next, Chet has a girlfriend. In his own words, he's thinking of dumping her because she refuses to get the tattoo of an ex, R-O-B-B-I-E, removed or changed off of her butt.
Yeah, and he's even offered to pay for the laser removal, and she's just like, nope, blowing him off, just like, stop talking about it.
Yeah, so he's kind of wondering, how do I at least get her to understand my point of view?
I suggested, and many people have been backing me up, get a tattoo, temporary tattoo, of his ex's name on his butt, so she kind of knows how that feels, and maybe make a statement.
Victoria, hey.
One of the things I thought of, too, is when he said Robbie was spelled R-O-B-B-I-E, that's the spelling of how girls spell their name. Not that it matters, but he's assuming that that's a guy, so that may be a question he wants to ask her, too.
That's a point I never thought.
Regardless, it's an ex. It's someone
it's
that's not
ex.
Chet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it almost sounds, too, like she's still might have feelings for that person because she didn't even think like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't even think that might bother you. Yeah, I would consider that, especially with him saying he would pay for it. So it almost feels like she might still have feelings for that person.
Might be something else there. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, hey. She's clearly ignoring him telling her, like, I'm bothered by this. And she's clearly, like, just blowing that off and not considering
not
his feelings at all.
Exactly. That's the bigger problem.
Victoria, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
Hey, you too.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jennifer, so what's your thought on the whole tattoo thing?
I think what he should do is the next time he sees it, he should get his red marker out and put Margo right over the top of it. And then turn it into
Margo Robbie.
Address. So every time he sees it, now it's Margo Robbie.
Jennifer, I like it. Thank you for the phone call.
No problem. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. See ya. Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
You got it, brother.
Try to help us out with this.
This is tricky.
Well, it just sounds like a train wreck to me all around, I'll be honest.
All right, so what's he do? How's he convince her to, like, see his point?
Well, if she doesn't see his point, then I don't know if she's going to get convinced, like Kelly said. It's a problem. And if it's going to be a long-term relationship, I mean, seriously long-term, and I doubt it will be, honestly, guys. But if it is, then she needs to have it removed. Something needs to be done about it. I don't care who you are. It's disrespectful. Don't go out and get another tattoo like he wants to. Don't do the T-ball button. Good Lord.
I like that. That was funny.
No, it's just, it's not going to end well, I don't think, either way. But no, it's got to come off if she's really into this guy, and it doesn't sound like she is.
All right. Well, Andrew the Love Doctor, we always value your opinion. Thank you so much, man.
You guys are the best. Keep on loving.
All right. Appreciate it.
We do have a couple of people chiming in saying it sounds like Chet's got issues and he needs to just grow up and deal with it.
Again, like, you don't have a tattoo. I don't have a tattoo.
Right.
I'm trying to think of any past relation. My wife doesn't have a tattoo.
Mark said maybe one day later down the road, she'll get it covered or removed until someone gives her the confidence to move past whatever kind of hurt he did to her. So maybe it's like there's some sort of like significant pain she's hanging on to, or like a lesson that she learned, which is why she's keeping it. It's about supporting each other now and in the future. The past no longer matters because you aren't heading that way. Time to grow up, Chet.
Natasha says, I've been with my husband for over 14 years. He has one tattoo, and it's on his arm of his first wife's initials. It's horrible, barely legible unless you look at it. Does it bother me? Not really. Laugh at it. Is it? But it's part of him who's had it longer than I've been around. Does he want it removed or covered up? Sure, but life isn't cheap, and there are more important things to spend time and money on. So, yeah.
Okay, well, initials, I think, are different. This is a big old name on a butt cheek, so.
You know what? Maybe make it an acronym, you know?
You know, he did offer to either remove it or make it into something else, and she's just like, nope, on both accounts. I don't know. I just think that he has the bigger issue here maybe is that she's completely discounting his feelings in this. So, you know, if she's not figuring out a way to at least make him feel acknowledged, like his feelings are acknowledged, she's just like, nope, I was young and in love. Forget it. Stop talking about it. And she's just been dismissing how he feels about it.
Well, I hate to just say, Chet, if there are other things that are in her good pile, and that's like one of the only things that's in her bad pile.
Yeah.
Then maybe try to just focus on the good and see if you can get past it. And maybe
some people are suggesting maybe it's because that, you know, he had passed away. But I think she would have said that.
Yeah, she probably would.
She would have mentioned that if that was the reason. Now, Chase is just he's rolling in like a knight on a white horse and said, let's all go get Robbie tattoos. In solidarity with Chet, we'll all get him.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. But yeah, Robbie, definitely keep it. Or not. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Oh, what did you just
Chet.
Do?
I said
did
Chet.
You just called Chet, Robbie.
I said Chet.
Chet, keep us posted, okay?
Oh, God.
That's group therapy. All right, we're playing a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Frank, calling us from the East End. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Kelly, will you describe to Frank how the game all works?
Frank, you're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Some stats on Frank real quick. Has brown hair, drives a Ford Explorer. He also drives a forklift at the Ford plant.
Sweet.
Is that difficult? Has anything crazy happened while you've been driving the forklift?
No, not really. A couple parts fall every once in a while, but it's not too bad.
No, it sounds like Frank is very good at his job. Nothing falls on Frank's watch.
I know. I always think of, when I think forklift, I always think of those YouTube videos of forklift fails. And then I also think of, I don't know if you've ever seen the old sitcom The Office, the show The Office, but in the warehouse, in the paper warehouse, when Michael Scott is trying to drive the forklift and has no idea what he's doing, and he kind of
I feel like Frank is better than that.
He kind of ruins everything.
I hope so.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Frank is married and has been married for 8 years, has a couple kids, so
nice.
Good stuff. All right, Frank, you ready, bud?
Yeah.
You know what? I realize I've been calling people bud a lot today.
You have.
I don't know why.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, that's what it is, Frank.
I accept it.
Okay, thank you. All right, first one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I dropped a deuce on a car hood.
Oh, my God.
That's where we're starting.
Yeah.
All right. Starting out hard, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Car hood, dropping a number two.
I think in order to get on a car hood as a little kid, it takes a little bit more logistics. So let's go with drunk adult.
All right. Kelly?
I like that line of thinking. I'll stick with Frank.
All right. What was it?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
There's an old roommate of mine. I was moving, didn't like him. He punched my dog. So he got the deuce.
He got the deuce.
Wow. It was a revenge pooping.
That okay. was.
Got it.
Frank, you've never revenge pooped like that, have you?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No. Only yeah. for fun.
Yeah. yeah.
No, we hold ourselves to a higher standard.
That's right. That's right, we do. All right, you're one for one. Here we go. Number two.
I got into the coffee beans thinking that they were jelly beans, and I threw up everywhere.
I feel like a drunk adult could definitely think that coffee beans are jelly beans, but I'm going to go with little kid on this one.
All right.
Same. All yeah, right. I'm thinking a little kid. That's a mistake a little kid would make.
All right, you both say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yuck.
That is gross.
I just grabbed a whole handful and just started munching on them, and I don't know if y'all have ever decided to eat coffee beans or coffee grounds. They will make you throw up everywhere.
You know
oh,
what?
Gosh.
I have eaten coffee beans before.
You have?
I have.
Like how many? Like a big old handful?
I'll just grab a bean, pop it in my mouth, crunch, crunch. Or you can have the chocolate-flavored espresso beans. I don't know if you've ever tried those. Those are pretty good, too.
You didn't violently throw up, though, right?
No. Okay. I think he just has a weak stomach.
Okay.
He was a drunk adult.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if you can round it out with a win here. Last one.
I ordered 200 worth of Bumpets because I saw a girl who was wearing one in her hair, and I had to have it.
$200 worth of Bumpets.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Little kid, drunk adult.
I'm going to say a little kid on this one as well.
Okay.
Yes, because I'm thinking just back when those were popular. Mm. Seems like it was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You both say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my God.
Come on. This is such a difficult game.
I woke up with a note on my mirror saying, check your messages. And there was an email confirming my order of $200 worth of Bumpets. Oh, the worst part is that I paid extra for overnight, so it's like I couldn't cancel it. And that sucks. I pranked myself.
She legit was like, I need these in my life tomorrow.
And she paid for overnight shipping, which is never cheap. Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
Well, you know what, Frank? You really didn't do great, but...
That's okay.
Good enough.
Yeah, yep. That's our show, Ben and Kelly. Good enough.
Good enough. So congratulations. You're a winner, bud, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You see, and Frank is feeling better about himself just because he's lived his life so far without going through any of those scenarios we just heard.
Yet.
That's a win right there.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
I don't think he's going to be buying Bumpets.
Frank, you're not going to be buying Bumpets. Whoops. Sorry. Say that again.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Yeah, right. No. Right. I mean, it does give volume in the hair from what I've heard.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen, I have three Irish dancers who have a lot of Bumpets.
Oh, yeah. You live the Bumpet life.
Yeah, the little bun, like the bun Bumpet thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. Again, thank you, Frank. Hang on. All right, again, if you want to be a star of this show, we couldn't do it without your crazy stories.
Yeah, so you can just send us voice notes. You can just say it right in your phone, then email it to us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
There it is. And Kelly, let's go ahead and get to this one.
So this was just kind of an amazing rescue caught on a police body cam, the Boston Police Department's Harbor Patrol Unit. Had to rescue a father and son who were desperately clinging to a cooler in the outermost edge of Boston Harbor after their lobster boat sank. The officers responded and got there within about 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh, back it up.
It was so weak. I can't even. Help him up, please. Help him up first.
As we approached, we saw just the tip of a submerged vessel.
Some feet from the sunken fishing boat were dad and son, clutching onto a cooler. Only dad in a small life jacket.
When we got up to them, they looked nervous. You could see the fear in their face. They were cold. They looked very tired and weak. They were really struggling to keep their head above the water.
You may have eyes on them. You're like, oh, we have them. They're safe, but they're not. It's very quick. You could even be looking at them, and then as soon as they can drop right under, and we'll never get them again. It's scary.
Yeah, oh, wow. And they got them in time. So what happened was the boat's 28-foot engine got tangled in lobster lines and failed, and then the current pushed the boats onto the rocks, punctured the hull, and it started to sink.
Oh, my gosh.
Just incredible. You can see the entire video. It's up on our website, WDJX.com.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're kicking it off. Listen, we've got a text message from Aaron, Beth, who says, have y'all seen the recent trend? Please honor the epic years. Hashtag teenage dirtbag. These youngsters don't know what sneaky bangers really are.
Oh, I saw Chris Pratt do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I understand it. Got it.
All right, so teenage dirtbag. This is the actual song, all right? Throwback Thursday, kicking it off here. 99.7 DJX. Song on Throwback Thursday.
Maybe you've never heard it before, but you just heard a sliver of it on TikTok. So there you go.
Man, yeah. Send it back to like, I don't know, what is that, like 2000 or something like that?
Feels like a long time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Pour one for our. Our DJ friend Avicii.
Oh, man.
Throwback Thursday here. 99.7 DJX.
You know what would sound good coming out of this?
What? All right. We got you.
There it is.
There it is.
About a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night. And if I'm
oh, what a vibe so far this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. It's a dance party vibe.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Drake's. Aaron rolls in. Ooh. She says, sandstorm for U of L football. Yes!
Is she talking about Haboob?
Oh my gosh, yes, she is talking about Haboob, a.k.a. Sandstorm, a.k.a. Haboob's on your radio right now.
Look it up if you don't believe us.
Yes, look it up if you don't believe us. Darude, Haboob! Start flashing your lights. Glow sticks out.
Glow sticks!
Hang on, let me slam this Red Bull real quick. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It's a full-on nightclub EDM dance party so far.
And Courtney's rolling in to change all of that. She said, this is the third week in a row that I've requested Mbappe
okay,
Hansen.
Okay, wait. First of all, don't come to us with, it's been this many weeks and I requested every single time.
Uh-huh.
Because we get the same requests for the same songs every single time. And it's our job to mix it up. So you don't
That's
get...
right. We have to bring the variety. Yeah. Which, here we go. Sharp left turn.
So you don't get bored with this bit, right? Hang on. What song are we doing?
What are you talking about? Mbop.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's
right. Hanson. That's right. Did you already forget?
I did. I forgot. Sorry. All right. Hanson, no longer boys. They're men.
And all dads.
And dads. Oh, yeah. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, I love this. Katie's just like, y'all the best. No, Katie, you're the best.
Got this kind of rave party theme going on. Beth picked it up. She's like, since it's party mode, Bulletproof by LaRue.
Oh,
when's the
God.
Last time you heard this? Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Now, listen. We almost got tricked.
We almost did, but then we looked it up. Holly's rolling in. Does cat party count as TBT? And typically, we were all we were about to hit the button.
I had to hit the button. I had it queued up, and I was like, look it up. Make sure it's 6 years.
6 years.
When did it come out, Kelly?
2018.
According
to the YouTubes. Oh, dang it.
Sorry.
I was ready to have a cat party.
Yeah, we were all ready.
We were ready. I had party hats.
Instead, Jay Sean, Birthday Bash 09. Throwback Thursday. I mean, what a straight banger that was.
That was. And you know what? I was enjoying that while I was sitting in the station vehicle at Bash pumping breast milk because I just had a baby.
Yeah. That's right. You had a machine hooked up to your breast right there.
Sure did. I was like Bessie. And then I'd, you know, unhook myself and go out on stage.
Did you actually unhook yourself or did you just take it all up there?
Yeah, no, I think I unhooked myself first.
Aww.
Yeah. It was a little bulky to take all on stage.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX.
We have a request from Katie from Crawford County. She says, Buzz a Baby by Piles featuring Neo.
Oh, I love Piles.
I think it's Flies, right?
It is Flies.
I like it, though.
Man, this has got a vibe, too.
It does. Hey, can I please talk to my bus? Oh, Couple Skate.
There it is. Yeah, it is definitely Couple Skate.
Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Bust it, baby, what I call you. She got me speeding in the fast lane. Pedal to the flow, man. Trying to get back to her love. Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Ask around, you know us. They know that's mine. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Jamie, you're raising your 15-year-old right if your 15-year-old needs to hear Dirt Off Your Shoulder by Jay-Z. I mean, right? Wow. I'm digging it. All right, it's Throwback Thursday here. 99.7 EJX, your requests make up our playlist. Ah, Throwback Thursday. Before he was Mr. Knowles, he was Jay-Z.
Oh, dang. Well, listen, I mean, this is such a vibe. Chase is all like, forget my request. I like this vibe better. That's great. And then Shay, oh my gosh, Shay says, I need some Push It and some Sticky Baby Dust. Last blood draw today. Hopefully an ultrasound next week. After 3 miscarriages, we need this baby. Love you guys. Thanks for all the laughs. Oh, Shay, this is going to be it.
Wait. So are we saying push it like push the baby out? Or are we saying push it like your man pushing up on you? Push it.
Hey. I think either way
works. Ooh, baby.
Either way, we're going to get this baby.
Well, let's get a lot of pushing going on, all right? All right, it's Throwback Thursday where, you know, we can literally talk for another 5 minutes and not get to the lyrics of this song.
We need to push the lyrics along a little bit.
No, we need to. Hey, Salt and Pepper, get to it. Push it good. Push it real good.
Yeah, Shay. Could be it.
I mean, push the baby out or, you know.
Get that baby to stick. And then we're going to grow it and we're going to push it out.
Yeah, all that. All right, Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist. Love, Bethany, saying feeling angsty this morning. Love all the people texting us, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Sydney, y'all, I'm sure there's going to be some stories of me today. I'm a postal worker. I've been jamming to every song while waking and delivering. We think I'm insane now.
Wait, waking and delivering?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just, you know, waking up, delivering, and there you go. Gotcha. Yeah.
I did see a request down the line for We the Kings, hashtag Bash Artist, Throwback Thursday. I love the text. Tell whoever's in charge all cap.
Hit wonder. That was that dance club theme song. I can't think of the name.
Oh, say no more, fam.
We got you.
Oh, we're talking Rumors.
Oh, man, this was a bop.
Back when Lindsay Lohan was straddling careers, when she was an actress in Love Bug.
And a singer.
Singer. Rumors. TBT. Got a message from a listener. You know you can't do Lindsay without playing her bestie, Paris.
Oh, no. Oh, what is happening?
Are we turning away listeners at this point?
I think this is where we're going down a wrong path.
I mean, we started so strong.
We're in a very strong place.
And now here we are. All right. My gosh.
What just happened?
It's Throwback Thursday, a literal train wreck on your radio.
And now we're back.
Girl, not yet.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Listen, I don't understand what it means, but Amanda texted in 3 face palm emojis. Does she not approve?
I don't.
She doesn't approve.
People are trying to mom me right now. Brittany says, Ben, you hit that damn Fergie button one more time. Hashtag mom voice activated.
Come on now, I love it.
Oh, it's all good. You know, it goes too fast, really. And we just try to have a little fun with it every Thursday morning. Here from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back. Bunch of songs, play back to back to back to back. Listen, there's a 6-year... There's a six-year gap. Yeah, six-year rule.
That's the rule. It can't be newer than 6 years old. And you know what I feel is such a tragedy? It's like Fergie is just blissfully unaware of how prominent she is a part of our TBT so often.
At some point, we're going to talk to her again, and we'll have to bring it up.
She needs to know.
Yeah.
That she's a staple.
Yeah.
In the best way.
All right. just the texter coming in is funny. Like Bethany says, my husband just asked why it keeps saying Furby. No, that's not it. It's
Fergie.
That was the announcer before like the NBA All-Star game several years ago.
When she so butchered the national anthem. The national anthem.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you are. Throwback Thursday. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, where I don't know if you have an opinion on this or not, but...
Oh, I got opinions on everything.
Do you think Winnie the Pooh should be a horror movie?
When I saw that this was even an idea, I was like, no, let's not take something as pure and wholesome as Winnie the Pooh and his honey pot, honey. I mean,
all right. So we
Tigger and Roo and the whole crew. Now,
look. You may not even be aware, but there is a horror movie in the works titled Winnie the Pooh: Blood and Honey, and the first trailer for this real movie dropped yesterday.
You know, you're the first person I ever shown this place to.
Why am I so special?
Because soon we'll be Christopher and Mary Robin.
Okay, Christopher Robin basically returns to the 100 Acre Wood with his fiance. So that's Christopher Robin and his fiance.
We should be close now.
We're not going to find them.
We will. Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore.
Christopher, we need to leave now.
We used to be friends. Why are you doing this, please?
Yes, why?
I would have never left, I swear.
Okay.
Why are they murdering now? I don't like it. First of all, why is Disney letting this happen?
Don't
they own everything?
They can't stop it.
Why?
They don't have the legal grounds.
Apparently,
the creator, it entered public domain after a 95-year waiting period from when it was first registered under copyright law. So
after 95 years, you're cool to do whatever you want with it?
I don't know, but the version that we're used to is still owned by Disney. They haven't given that part up.
Okay, so something completely different, then it's fine?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh. Oh, I don't know. Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. But yeah, there is a horror movie, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, that the trailer just dropped for. So
no.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to come out a little bit later on this year. So if you're excited.
Like in theaters, or is this going to be like a straight to streaming?
I have to think it's streaming.
I would think so, too.
But
is it anybody that you know, any known names acting in this?
No, not that I know.
Oh, okay.
That's
straight to streaming then.
Yeah. Okay. And the reason we do feel good stories every single hour is just to show you that, you know what? Thumbs up. Good stuff happens still in the world.
It's for balance, you know, yeah. Especially after we talk about Winnie the Pooh, a horror movie. Got to follow it up, right?
Yeah, you know, sure. The yin and the yang of things on the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So these three sisters have never had a separate birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they're triplets. And they honestly thought it was weird that other siblings don't do the same thing. But the reason they do this is pretty darn incredible. They all share the exact same birthday, exactly 3 years apart.
Oh, wow.
You don't think you'll ever want to do a separate party?
No!
I don't even know what that was. She didn't realize it was unique until kind of recently, where she's like, oh, so siblings don't all share birthdays? When I was in the hospital for Juliana, the second one, I just kept going through it. They're definitely not going to share the same birthday because it was 10 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, I started to progress and she was born by 10:30. When I was pregnant with Mia, Sophia kept saying, maybe we'll get another birthday gift this year and it'll be this next baby. And we were like, oh, I don't know. And she was very adamant that it was going to happen.
And then it happened. So I feel like she knew somehow.
And then it happened.
Sophia's 7, Juliana's 4, Mia is 1, and they were all born naturally on the same day, 3 years apart.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Wasn't planned that way. That's just how it happened.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You can see their adorable video up at WDJX.com.
I think that could probably make the argument for Song of the Summer. Yeah?
Oh, I think so, too. 100%. It's so just fun.
Yeah, I think that was definitely one of your jams. I would also throw maybe Lizzo in there, About Damn Time. I would probably throw in Harry Styles, As It Was. I mean, there could be even an argument for Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush, as Song of the Summer 2022.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there are so many streams. That is actually the top of Spotify's Songs of Summer list.
Oh, really? Okay, I saw that they had released their top songs of the summer, but I didn't know what was number one.
Yeah, no, that's it. Kate Bush and Harry Styles. So, like, they're like king and queen.
Wow.
Of the list.
I think for me, it's got to be Harry Styles because he had been sitting out, you know, we hadn't had anything current from him for a couple years and then just released an absolute flame-throwing banger for the summer.
And start to finish, the album's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it really is.
That doesn't happen often.
I know. They're like literal no skips on that one. So, yeah, I would say Song of the Summer for me, at least, is probably Harry Styles. As It Was, which, by the way, he has added another show to his Chicago residency in October. We're getting you up there, all right? We're going to send you up there this month. Be listening here in the next week or two, okay?
Awesome.
For how you can get tickets to that show, you can get gas money to get there, yep. And then we'll even let you get pretty on us, all right?
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. So that's all coming up. But yeah, Song of the Summer, I'm definitely thinking, for me at least, it's Harry Styles. But yeah, argument could be made there for Nicki Yor, Sunroof, maybe even Lizzo and Kate Bush and all those. So, all right. Hey, coming up next, this is, I mean, you could, if you were a conspiracy theorist, you could say it was a conspiracy.
Oh.
But it's okay. Just really bad timing.
All righty.
All right. So that's your Setting the Bar story coming up next from our friends in Canada. On TJX. Coming up next. And Setting the Bar stories are what again, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, I think that's where this falls, this next story.
Okay.
Bad timing. Or... conspiracy theory. You be the judge. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your own bike stolen hours after you promised to crack down on bike thefts, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is unfortunate timing indeed. Yep. Oh, no. Rick, oh, dang.
Rick was running for mayor. Is still running for mayor of Winnipeg there in Canada. Announced his whole cycling infrastructure plan, which includes a plan to reduce bike theft.
But 85 minutes later, this happened. Sean drove back to his retail store, the Wilderness Supply, walked inside, got distracted, and had his bike stolen from his truck.
Unfortunate. He's like, see, I haven't enacted my plan yet, and look at what's happening.
Right, right. So, no leads on the missing bike right now, but are conspiracy theories, or least questions, that are like,
So maybe, like, do you think it's an inside job and he's trying to prove his point?
Well, listen, we don't want to ever suggest that Winnipeg politics is corrupt because, but it conveniently highlights the city's need for for a leader with a plan to start addressing this sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways.
That is an interesting conspiracy theory.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, so yeah, setting the bar again. Just horrible timing, or maybe it's a little bit more. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your bike stolen hours after you promised to crack down on bike thefts, you're doing okay.
Unfortunate timing, or is it?
Right? Exactly, exactly. All right, so that's setting the bar on 99.70JX. And what I feel is the song of the summer. Mr. Styles to you. It's As It Was, 99.70 JX. And a little behind the scenes, we had to, as a company, get on this big conference call yesterday, you know, just like talking about like copyright stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be careful what we post on our websites and all sorts of stuff because legal things.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so, you know, our big boss, like CEO, is kind of kicking it all off. And he's talking, and then he kind of stops in the middle of his remarks, his opening remarks, and kind of makes an off comment about, oh, I love to see people logging in now, sir or madam. You know, the meeting starts at 10. And
which was that, you know, because they're based in Portland. So it's Portland time is 1 o'clock our time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And so, you know, the meeting starts at this time. And, you know, so I always love to see people who log in, you know, at 01 or 10:02 or 10:06.
He's like, we know who you are. Just kidding.
And then he kind of goes on.
Yes. And I'm sitting there like getting red in the face because that's about when I like chimed in and got on the phone. I was literally leaving my appearance at Goodwill. It was broadcasting live at Goodwill. It was in the parking lot. I just said my goodbyes to the client, and I get in, and I'm getting on as soon as I can.
It was you!
And I'm like, it's not like I was taking a nap.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny, because, you know, I probably was one of the ones that got on at 01, like a minute late. I was working on something, and I was like, oh, dang, it's like, and I just got in.
I had a legit excuse. I was representing the station out and about at a live broadcast. Cut me some slack, Bob.
I think that's hysterical, though, that he made that comment.
I'm just assuming it was me.
And it was probably you.
I'm assuming it was me he was talking about. Somebody, listen, so, you need to send a little note to Bob, like, hey, Kelly was out representing the station. She was leaving I sat in the parking lot of the Goodwill for a good 15 minutes.
I mean,
I started the whole webinar.
Kelly,
so I could watch the screen and not drive.
Right. No, I get it. But if I get asked, I'll just say, I don't know what she was doing. Probably getting a manicure. Probably manicure.
That's mani pedi time for her.
Yeah, I would definitely mani pedi time for Kelly.
Uh-huh. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm just saying, who here has been called out by the CEO of their company? Raise their hand. It's Kelly. Yes.
I think. I'm assuming. I didn't see anybody else. Like, we can't see you and everybody else. Who's on the call and who is chiming in when? I'm assuming that was me.
All right. Well, hey, if you missed anything from the show, there were a lot of people who were chiming in about Chet's situation that he was in. So you can catch yourself up on the podcast at WDGX.com. Click listen.
Poor Chet. I sympathize with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd have a problem with that issue as well.
Yeah, that, and I mean, there's a Christmas problem that's happening on our podcast. There is Frank's. He didn't do too well in Little Kid Drunk Adult. And there's,
bless his heart, but yeah, he still had fun.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff to catch yourself up on the podcast, WDJX.com. All right, have a good one. See you tomorrow.
Bye.